Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We have breaking news coming out of California with regards to the COVID restrictions on churches and places of worship. The governor has now been permanently quarantined. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Those words matter. Just music to my ear. Maybe you could say that again.
Yeah, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, in fact, the whole state government machinery is now permanently quarantined so that they can never impose these discriminatory restrictions again on churches and places of worship.
And as Moses would say, let my people go and they're free.
We have now entered into a settlement. It's the first of its kind in the nation with California and Governor Gavin Newsom. It now is a permanent injunction. It's the first of its kind in the nation that permanently prohibits him or any government of California's branches, local or state, from ever imposing these discriminatory restrictions on churches and places of worship again.
Right.
And that means that as a result of this settlement, all churches and places of worship in California are free, free indeed.
And he's got permanent duct tape across his mouth. This governor who is so oppressive to these churches.
We have had three emergency injunctions pending appeal at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
This is a long fight.
I argued the case at the Court of Appeals twice. We went to the U.S. Supreme Court twice, and we won both times. And he still wanted to move forward, but it was on our third emergency injunction pending appeal that they ultimately reached out and said, let's entertain a settlement. We ultimately negotiated that, and that means no discriminatory restrictions on attendance, capacity, numbers, singing and chanting, nothing. It's all going to be wiped out.
And don't forget, he had five reprimands from the U.S. Supreme Court. You think he would have listened?
You think he would have listened. But, you know, I am very pleased with Pastor Cheon. Mm-hmm. Pastor Cheon is someone who has a very amazing story. His grandmother, I believe it was actually raised in what is now North Korea. And she's the one who became the Christian in the family and passed down that heritage. And he grew up in a Christian family. They immigrated to the United States from South Korea because they fled from North Korea to South Korea. He became a U.S. citizen, but in his teenage years, he got involved in the hippie movement, and he was in the anti-Vietnam protest, and he was, you know, he was falling away from God, even though he was raised as a pastor's son. And one day he ultimately was in a party. He was in a room by himself, and he just felt as a teenager, this lifestyle is empty, and that's where he gave his life to the Lord. And this man is a man of God. He founded Harvest Rock Church in Pasadena, California, Harvest International Ministry, also in Pasadena. And that ministry now has 65,000 church affiliates and ministries worldwide, about 130 to 140 alone in California. He travels all over the world. They're in 70 nations. He's traveled to 100 countries. But he felt that the Lord was wanting him to really focus on the ministry in the United States about a year or so before COVID hit. And then in retrospect, he sees why. But he shut down his church at the very beginning because Governor Newsom gave all kinds of misinformation. He said 2 million people alone in California, not U.S., California, he said 2 million people in California will die, COVID. Well, nobody knew. So he wanted to be cautious. He shut down the church, and then he realized, well, wait a minute. California allows abortion clinics. They allow
protesters.
Liquor stores, protesters. over 100,000 protesters.
Oh, yeah.
In the Hollywood, L.A.
The
area.
The governor encouraged it.
Encouraged them, said, God bless you all, keep doing it. They allowed all these other large gatherings, but churches, no worship. I mean, except for 100 days, beginning in March of 2020, all the way up to February 5, 2021, Governor Newsom said no worship, zero worship in your churches as well as in your homes.
You know, Pastor Che, I hear him often quote the verse from 2 Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And of course, that word fear is translated as cowardice. So as him exercising courage, that is contagious.
And that is exactly what he displayed, is courage. And he has used that verse many times, that God has not given us this fear of being a coward, but being courageous.
Right.
That's exactly what Pastor Che is. And so when he prayed, he even got some pushback from other pastors. Mm-hmm. And he ended up, when he was coming, he was driving, he found out that Governor Newsom on July the 6th said no singing and chanting, and then a week or two later, no worship.
Right.
Nowhere. He went back to a no worship zone. It was a period of time where they had like 25% capacity. It was for 100 days. Started off with no worship, then 100 days, 25% capacity, then no worship from July on to February. And so he opened up. Well, he got threatened from the local public health department. He got a letter from the Pasadena criminal prosecutor, a letter that I still have sitting on my desk.
Threatening huge fines.
Daily fines on him, the staff, and anybody who walks in the church for worship.
Anyone who attends church could get a fine.
And get this, daily criminal charges, each carrying up to a year in prison. So Pastor Che, when he got that, called me and showed it to me, and I was like shocked. They're threatening anybody who walks in the church to go to jail for a year. And so he said, you know, I'll be telling my people, and he did. He told his people, you know, we just got this letter. I just want you to know.
Here's the risk.
Here's the risk. Fines and criminal charges. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Instead of the people being cowardly, they were courageous.
Right.
Following the pastor's example. And they not only came, but more people came. And we had all kinds of pushback. There was a church in California that got $3 million plus fines. There are people who were threatened with jail. And Pastor Che stood up, and once he put his hand to the plow, he did not turn back.
Right. And they were responsible. There wasn't any outbreaks or anything like that in the churches. So
no, we have what, between Harvest Rock Church and its campuses, as well as HIM, H-I-M, Harvest International Ministry, 140 churches or mm-hmm. so throughout California.
No
not a single breakout. Why? Because they use common sense. They use the best practices.
But they also don't live in fear.
But they don't live in fear, and they're not going to allow the government, Caesar, to control the church.
Right.
And, you know, we got pushback from people around the country. I know pastors did. Romans 13, you just need to listen and be good little boys and girls, love your neighbor, shut down. You can have your worship at home. Well, not in California, because in California, if I came to your house, or you had friends come into your house, Holly, you lived in California, you went to somebody else's house, even if it was just next door, that's criminal.
Right.
We could not have anybody come to our home, or I couldn't go to anybody's home and have worship. I couldn't go to the next door neighbor's house and anoint that person with oil.
Or have
and
Bible
pray
study.
And have Bible study just across the house, across the street, across the yard, just in the next apartment.
But yet Hollywood was operating as usual. Secular businesses were operating as usual. And the governor was pretty much operating as usual with his outings.
Well, and in fact, now as a result, the state of California is having to pay $1.35 million for their unconstitutional actions. So for those that said Romans 13, look, Romans 13 does not supersede what Jesus said when he says, render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. The coins belong to Caesar, pay your taxes.
But the church does not.
Render to God what belongs to God. The church never has belonged to the king, to the potentate, to Caesar, to the government. Never. It belongs to Jesus Christ.
Our religious freedom comes from God, not from the government.
And that's exactly what the founder said, that it comes from God, and our government is supposed to protect those God-given rights. So when they take away the very essence of your right and your duty to worship our Creator, then they have overstepped their boundaries. Mm-hmm. And they have entered into the realm concerning which they have no jurisdiction. And that's why we were able to win these cases. Now, listen, the cases are still going on. We still have a case pending at the U.S. Supreme Court. We have other cases as well. But this will be used, this victory in California will be used to knock down the rest of the dominoes. We still have to litigate. We still have to knock down these doors, but we are gaining headway. Thank you for praying for this ministry. Thank you for standing with us and supporting Liberty Counsel. For more information, you can visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.